So would you guys get a booth at SEMA or Apex?
So we are now live. I want to thank everyone for joining us on tonight's episode 36. We have a, sorry, I had to click off the, we have a special guest, John, here from Mobile Tech RX.
Yeah.
What's up, the best app available for a PDR technician.
Correct.
No doubt.
No money makers.
Yeah, it's been a game changer on that app for sure.
Like an actual one. This is one that actually did that.
Exactly.
You mean not just the game changer words?
No, this is it. It's been it.
So guys, yeah, first off, I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
We wrapped it around trying to make sure that you can make money easy and quick. And
it's worked. Yeah.
It has. Job
good. Complete. You're good. Check it off the board. You're good.
So before we really get into it, guys, don't forget we have a, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Gets you information on the current PDR news. A lot of the new updates, information that Mobile Tech RX comes out with will be in our newsletter also. So it's right down in the show notes. You'll see the little subscribe to our newsletter. So, and don't forget to hit the thumbs up, even if you're just joining us. So let's go around the room, introduce ourselves. First off, who wants to start? The guests.
All right, well, I'm John Renstrom with Mobile Tech RX. I've been a part of Mobile Tech RX since 2015, right after its inception. I joined the team from the hail aspect as a traveling hail technician, and helped create most of the hail side alongside my partners, Eric, Damon, and Dustin.
Nice. Ryan, Dave.
Ryan from RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. What's going on, guys?
Dave from Windy City Dent Repair out of Chicago.
And Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. So first off, let's start with your background, John. Oh, actually,
well, skipping the tools.
We're skipping the tools, John.
Went straight in. Well, that's, you know, I've been accused of being a tool on more than one occasion.
So we're skipping the tools. Oh, man.
Nice.
So anyway, let's go back to the tools, John. You don't have any.
We're not even drinking. We're not even drinking. This is a sober show.
Nobody told me there was a homework assignment.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so let's get through these tools quick because we always do that. And I got some good tools.
I got two new ones. So whenever you're ready.
You want to go first or you want me to go?
I'll go first.
All right.
So I'm going to give you a little backstory here. So I've been using this A1 tool for like 15 years. Okay. It's starting to get bowed. It's starting to get a little beat up. I don't even know what model number it is. I mean, it's just, this thing has made me so much money. I love it.
That was probably model 001.
It may have been. I mean, it is just a beat tool, but it's amazing. I use it every day. So I'm on DentCraft's website, and they have some of the old stock dent gear tools that they're trying to get rid of, and I run across this thing.
Uh-oh.
Which is an updated model of that, same diameter, a little less of a foot here, but I think I can deal with it. It's I always like their smaller tools, the dent gear tools. So I snagged that last week.
Have you used that in doors more?
Mainly like by the handle.
Okay.
You know, up in that hole, hail in the holes of the hood. But they work really well. I can't complain. And for $30, I couldn't pass it up. So
not at all. True.
So the other tool I have is a new tool from Dent Craft. It is their new soft tip tip. So it takes the regular black chair tips. Part number is DCT-S4. So it's their new little soft tip.
Nice.
Have you used it before?
I have not. I just got it. I didn't have a chance to use it today. But, I mean, it's got to be the only thing that I see. I love a lot of the DentCraft tips. And we had this discussion a couple weeks ago. The shoulders are pretty thick. So I don't know if it's going to go in a 2-inch hole. I'll let you guys know, you know, next week. I'll probably use it in the next day or two to see if it slides in. I have an alt.
Half inch hole or a 2-inch hole?
Ryan has his custom plugs made.
You're right.
It's big.
There's a certain manufacturer that he uses.
It is. I use that to anyone else. I don't use a uni bit. I use a hole saw.
Has to have a gear reduction drill.
Yes. Yes. So I do have to give, I don't have the tool here. I do have to give a little shout out to James Lee. I had a light, was pretty much one of his original Illumident lights, version one, I think. And it was just beat, but it was my favorite light. It was brighter than the new lights. It just had the older lock line to it when he had the, and now he's got the one screw that holds it on. Now the old one had the two screws. It just was my favorite light. So the base started breaking, that where the suction cup part started cracking. So I sent him a message. He emailed me back, said, mail it here, write down what you want to fix. And I pretty much typed up a letter saying, fix everything and make it work. So I sent it to him, and he took care of me. So I just want to give a little shout out to James Lee out there. Great dude, man.
James, you couldn't, is awesome. Customer
service. His customer service is unbelievable.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's all I got for you. That's all I got.
So I didn't bring anything today. Go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead.
I didn't bring anything physically, but I did use the new Lift Right mini lifter.
Ooh.
So I ordered it through A1, and I finally got around to using it, and that's it. Like, there's no more Robo Lifter for me. This is what
really?
I'm using. Oh, the ergonomics of it for me is just, it's so much easier. I just like the squeezing motion rather than having to come around on top of that thing.
Wow.
And then I was using it at the top of a door, and just the way it was, I was able to actually use it was a lot easier than the way I would if I had a big Robo Lifter or just a regular mini lifter. Okay. So shout out to Ray for that product, because it is an awesome, awesome little tool. A1's got it for $225. That's what I picked it up. Who I picked it up through. It's the Lift Right mini lifter. So definitely highly recommend it. For sure.
Awesome. I've been waiting for you to say something.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just been sitting there because I still have other lifters, you know, and using a new tool, for me, it's like, if I'm going to use it, I'm going to try it out, and then it's going to either stay or just sit back in the truck. And then I will get rid of the redundant tools that whatever tool I'm using is going to replace.
That's how I do it too.
Yeah. So I'm always kind of like, yeah, I got all these new ones, but these ones are working well. And before I actually implement it into the actual toolbox, I'm going
to earn its place.
Pretty much. Exactly. That's what has to happen. So it has earned it. It did earn it. So yeah, Lift Right mini lifter through A1. I think there's a couple other places you can get them too, but they got it for $225. So nice. definitely a great product to pick up.
Wow.
Tell you, wow. The new tool seems like I didn't bring one, but the new XL door jammer through Anson.
Yes.
You like that?
Yeah. It's just that longer, that little bit extra kick out on the door when you're in on a hard beaten door, and the way it just locks the doors down tight, man, that thing's been killing it for me. I've been loving it. I'm doing wasted hail. The stuff out of Colorado got brought to me up in Wyoming.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's nice stuff, isn't it?
A little bit over here.
I got some bad stuff here. I don't know. You guys can have it. I don't even want it.
It's just their regular door jammer.
Yeah, no, they got it's longer.
It's longer. It's like 12 inch.
Okay.
Let me see.
I'm just looking at that. Oh, I see here. The XL for $129. Nice.
Yeah.
I may have to
screen share that, Dave.
Yeah, I may have to pick that up, because I did pick one up from a company a while ago. And when I was trying to unscrew the one side of the door jammer, it just wouldn't release. And I'm like, okay, well, I just paid $100-something for this. And then the company is no longer in business. So therefore, I can't even get money back or a replacement. So, but, and it's 12. How long is this?
This is just XL version. So
12 inches. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. 12 inches.
Yep.
Wow. So, that's crazy.
And these are made by B&D Tools for Anson, and they put Anson's name on them. But this one here got pressed into service by Derek Yost, if you all know who he is. He started pushing on him, wanting that longer door jammer. And I was using the regular little door jammer, and I was like, that's it. This thing's killing me. I need a wider opening. I was sticking my hood prop and a rope ratchet in there.
Yes.
And then I get home from work that night, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to maybe talk to him about building one. And then on Facebook, everybody's like, the new XL door jammer. Like, oh, daddy's going to need this.
Yeah. And my multi-million dollar ideas went out the window.
Yeah. Beat by the Yostmeister.
That's awesome. No, it looks a 12 inches product. Crazy, too. Because that's what I mean. That's what I've been doing as well ever since that. I've gone through a couple door jammers, and some work and some don't. Some are, you know, easier to twist, you know, unscrew, and some aren't. Yeah. And the simple, fast setup is hood prop and door and the strap.
Yep.
And that B&D is so well made. I mean, it's a beast. It really is an absolute beast.
It locks the door tight.
Yeah.
Tight. Because I've got an old school rope ratchet door jammer from way back.
It's got the silver piece of aluminum and
and it's like super fast, but man, if you got to be just wrenching on a beat door, it's the slack shows up in a hurry on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Where you at there, Chris?
Right. Oh, let me pull out some of the things. So back to Anson, I believe these guys that produce these what are these called?
Root beer
tabs?
Yeah.
Man, these bad boys on certain cars pull harder than the gangrene, I think.
You told me to pick those up.
Gangrene, there we go. I have the square ones, and I was working on a Porsche Macan rail, and nothing will pull it but these. So they do make the round ones, and these oval ones are just perfect. So definitely pick those up, guys. Do you guys use that out there, John? I know you do a lot of hail.
I've done well with those exact oval ones. I keep a thorough supply of them.
And to me, it's a disposable. I mean, you get a lot of people who say that they break, or I've had a few. All of them have broken in my.
Well, in the beginning, the first run of those. They had a bubble in the stem, and they were snapping when they first ran the run. So
they were, yep. But I tell you, at the storm I'm at, the cars that I'm doing, I've broken the root beer, the tequila, the black ice, the gangrene.
Yeah,
and I'm bouncing between hog glue, root beer glue, tab weld.
Okay.
And I've got multiple glue guns running multiple different types of glue because – man, you just one of them's going to stick. And I don't want to be wasting time when one doesn't stick. I got money to be made. I got hail cars to fix.
Yeah.
Got to produce.
What glue guns are you running?
I have both the Limited and Stucky.
Okay.
Yep. I run them both. Nice. The one thing I love about a Limited, fast. Yeah. You know, you fire up the Limited glue gun on high, and it is hot really quick. The Stucky's not too far behind it, but the Stucky has a much larger battery.
Right.
So, and it just runs all day. And I've got Stucky's full-size light as well. So I have multiples of that battery.
Wow.
And I got no complaints with any of those guys' tools. So if you're on the fence and you're running Makita, Milwaukee, DeWalt batteries already, go with the Limited because you can run the same batteries. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any batteries, go with the Stucky. It comes with the battery.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to go wrong with any of their tools whatsoever.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, I have that, and then I have the Stanliner crane tool. I think it's the universal crane. I actually use this today in a Volkswagen EOS. I'll show you guys a picture. Screen share picture real quick.
All right, walk us through how that tool is supposed to be used.
For real?
Supposed to be used? I don't know. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. How I used it, I'll show you that. So this is the the Volkswagen EOS, which to me, I don't really like those hardtop convertibles. But there is a plug right here. And the dent that I was trying to get access to was right about here. And I don't know, I was able to not, normally I raise the car up, I jack the car up with the type of the double bin tools that I'm able to slide in there. But this tool was able to just go right, pretty much right there, right below the gas door and slide right where the dent was. Now, the leverage was a little awkward. I had to kind of twist the other direction, obviously, because of the way the hook is designed. So normally I would twist kind of more towards the dent, and then now I'm kind of bringing the backside of it to get my leverage point. So that's how I used it. It was a very sharp dent, and the way Stanliner kind of, you know, builds their tools, it's kind of flat. And so it works super well for flat dent, for sharp dents. Hopefully you guys can focus on this. Can you see that, guys?
Yeah.
So it was a more of a push and then kind of slide just a little bit. And it, I don't know, 10 minutes later.
Because I see that. And I'm trying to look at, like, I'm trying to think of, like, maybe if it was in a door, but I still can't.
I talked to him, Thomas from Stanliner, and I really feel as though when he sees people working with his tools, he kind of feels some type of way that they don't really understand how they work. And so he's like, play around with it. If you need some tips, let me know. And right now I'm just at the play around stage. I didn't go through his training. So there is some unique features in this tool that I'm probably missing out on certain repairs.
But well, I think Stanliner's is more about the manipulation of the metal and not the brute force that most of us are used to with our dent tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take like the killer whale, those kind of things, you know, it's more of a rocking motion versus a push and jab. So yeah, that's what I was curious. How was your first experience on that?
And this is my first time using this tool. And see, I didn't use it at the point which you would normally use a PDR tool. It was the side of the tool that I was using. So I was kind of this flare type angle here is what I was using. So right at the dead center, this flare is what I was
Were you dragging it or were you just kind of pushing it?
I was still majority pushing it. But if I needed to get, you know, a little bit like a millimeter into the center, I was able to drag it because, again, I'm on the flat surface. I'm not using the very sharp edge of the tool. So
this is or is not the pirate hook.
This is not the pirate hook. The pirate hook is a direct 90.
Got it. Okay.
But this one is the crane. I believe this is the crane universal.
Got it.
Yeah. So that was my first time using it in that picture right there. But 10 minutes and I was in and out.
We're harassing Stanliner to come up with some better names, because when we were doing that giveaway a while back, that was hell to type out some of those names. That's a whole paragraph. That's a double bin stainless green and black handle, 36 inch long.
Yeah.
I know. I see universal. I see reverse. I'm like, oh man, they have like three different versions of this crane tool. It looks like.
Yeah.
Virgin. They have it's 22 length, the universal, the fender one. So it's a little longer kick on it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But the metal is different. So when you push on this tool, again, if you don't push and you kind of, drag, you just don't use the tip. Yeah. If you use the tip, you're using it like every other tool. So I try not to use the very tip of the tool. I kind of use always the side of it to get the dent out. And it works. Works very well
for me. Sweet.
So, so now we could talk about Mobiltech RX and its history. So John, let's rewind and tell them, your background and where you come from.
Well, I'm originally from South Dakota. I still own a house there. The house I own there, I've never lived in it year round the whole time I've owned it. So I've been on the road chasing hail full time since 2008, but I started in the auto body world. My dad was a body man. So I actually started messing with cars when I was small enough to sit on the roof with a piece of sandpaper and probably wreak holy havoc was all I really did. But that's some of my youngest memories of working in the, on cars. So I grew up in the auto body world. I started in my first body shop in 1990 in a really small rural town. And then my wife and I just didn't want to live in a small town. We wanted to travel. So we moved to Rapid City, South Dakota, where we spent a year, and I met up with a PDR company, and he wanted my auto body background and insurance contracts, and I wanted to learn paintless dent repair. So I met up with a gentleman by the name of Chad Harley, and him and I joined forces, and we grew his company in Western South Dakota and Eastern Wyoming up. Now I think he's got 6 full-time employees. 7 full-time locations. So a few of the guys bounce around back and forth. And nice. I stepped out, my wife and I was living in a motel at that point because it was just Chad and I trying to handle that whole market before we started hiring employees. And I decided, you know what? I love the travel. My wife and I bought our first motorhome and hit the road in 2008.
That's crazy.
So nice. Wow. Yeah, it's been 28 years of fixing cars for me. So It's been kind of insane. It's been a whirlwind of a ride. In 2015, I met up with Eric and Damon with 5-Star PDR down in Austin, Texas. And then again with Dustin Carsons and Texas Dentworks of Austin. And they had a joint venture when a hailstorm went through in Austin. They worked at a retail shop and my name got dropped and I showed up to work their retail shop, and they just started, Eric and Damon had just started Mobile Tech RX in February of 2015. It got drawn out on a napkin over a couple of beers in the bar. And then they went and interviewed app builders, and they came up with the one place that was affordable and was willing to work with them with their completely asinine idea of what they wanted to build. And that's how Mobile Tech RX come about. And then
from the napkin to actual on people's phone, how long was that time frame?
I think they said that was 3 or 4 months. And
it's not bad.
Eric and Damon were both, I mean, they were pushing dents to pay for this and everything. Mobile Tech RX, people always ask, you know, who owns it? It's just us lowly little dent pushers. That's who owns it. There's no corporate backing. This thing, when I came in, Dustin joined forces with Eric and Damon in June of 2015, and my wife and I joined in July and became part owners to give us the 5 owners. And this thing, we've only paid for it out of our own pockets.
Wow.
We've never brought in any outside money.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that means there's no,
I mean, that's insane.
No,
I don't outside know if other influence? Guys realize like the magnitude of what you're actually saying.
It's been trying.
Yeah,
because all of us were pushing dents and pouring the money into the system.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And the idea was, as Mobile Tech RX grew, we would hire another employee, not take money to ourselves.
Right.
Hire another employee. Well, when we finally got too many employees, we actually, Eric had to retire from Dents and he went to work full time as our CEO in July of 2016. And then we just continued. All the rest of us just keep, look, I love fixing cars, man. It's been my life, you know.
Yeah.
I started in 1990. So I painted my first car when I was 15 years old. It was a 79 Ford Bronco. So fixing cars was my life. I love fixing cars. So we just kept, every time Mobile Tech RX started making money, we'd hire more employees. We got 29 people that work for Mobile Tech RX right now.
That's crazy.
So it we've just gotten big and we're just keeping going. And the idea is we're out there in the field using it to make our living too.
So is that the whole premise behind, like, how did that conversation go of like coming to build this? We need something, you know, we don't have an app right now. We don't have anything that's helping us with our billing. I mean, how did
how it came about with Eric and Damon was they were on paper Now, for myself, I carried a laptop and Mitchell Ultramate. I was using Mitchell Ultramate way back
gosh. In
the body shop. I first learned estimating. So this is how long I've, 28 years, and we think that. But we used the Mitchell manuals in a book. And I used Mitchell's very first computer system where we had to flip through the books and wand in the barcodes to put in all the times and the parts. That was what I learned to write estimates on. So, ironically, I bought my first iPad in early 2015, right before Robin and I hit the hail trail that winter. And we hit the hail trail, and I'm like, you know what? At some point, somebody's going to have something worth putting on one of these pieces of junk, and I'm going to figure it out. 4 months later, I meet Eric and Damon and Dustin, and then, really say the rest was history, because I came at it from the very first version. For those of you who used Mobiltech RX in the early 2015, you knew there were some serious limitations, and that was our number one issue. And we decided, you know what? We're never going to be this small. And January of 2016, we rolled out what is the present version right now. And basically what we did was we rewrote how it captures the data. And we went more along the same lines that Autotech, CCC, and Mitchell does. And that's why you have to put in that customer name to get the autosave feature to go. Then you're scrolling through the same work process that mechanics, service centers, body shops, everybody has been using going back 30 or 40 years. Now, our big change is we didn't limit the pricing to what was supposedly industry standard built by some arbitrary outside force that suddenly told the entire United States what we should be charging, and nobody else got any say in it. That's where we broke the major mold. I see all those smiles, but that's you guys told me the same story we hear over and over again. We switched to Mobiltech RX, and I'm seeing a 30%+ jump in my yearly revenue. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I didn't even know I could charge for all this stuff.
But it's not just that. It's not just the limiting on the non-limited prices. It's everything else that that leads up to when that price is given to them. Everything that's in the app gives value to that actual number that we're charging, at least breaks it down nice enough in a nice simple format for us.
It's not just a big number.
The professionalism, I used to go in, it would look like dot matrix on the old hail forms. You would circle all these circles and you would hand it to them, and they're looking at it, they're like, what is this? Now
I can't read your handwriting.
They don't even question it. Now hand it to them, they're like, oh, okay.
They're happy to hand that straight to the insurance company.
Yes.
It looks better than their estimate. Yep. They, copy it. So that's
it's broke down. It's clearly labeled,
And when it comes down to charging more, for us, the comparative pricing with the ability to know high strength steel and aluminum.
Yes.
Sometimes, aluminum is okay. You can kind of prove if the panel is aluminum, if the car is there. But to have that high strength steel, which, takes just as long to work, high strength steel as aluminum, you're able to charge more of the R&I in times that, to take that door panel off. You're not guessing. It's definitely, adds that value and pays for itself. I told Ryan, I said, it pays for itself.
He kept telling me that for a whole year. I'm like, whatever. I'm old school.
Both of them last year. Was it last year or 2 years ago at MTE? You need to go to the booth. I don't care. Chris is done. Go sign up. Brian, go sign up.
Yeah, I said, the bell still is at MTE.
I'm like, go.
Go sign up.
Go sign up. So,
and I'll tell you, go ahead.
The high-strength steel database is the toughest one to get because a lot of manufacturers don't want to share that. They want to consider their own different alloy that they want to use, and like if you guys have messed with the new Nissan Titan doors, I don't know. Did they make that out of the shield off of marble? What the hell?
Yes.
Stuff come Brainium. From? Yeah.
Made out of sponge.
Yeah, so everybody's got their own, and it is tough trying to, you know, there's a lot that I, as a tech in the field, I know for a fact that's high strength steel, but I got no way to back it up I mark that in MobileTech RX. So that's why sometimes you guys, you know, a lot of guys will ask why that, you know, why it isn't there, and it's because we have no documentation to back it up.
Yeah, and real quick, is that why some of the maybe newer model vehicles don't have populated information as well?
Tell you the main reason why the newer models slow. Subaru. Okay. Oh my God, I don't know who the hell works at Subaru, but they are like 13 months behind. General Motors is 6 or 8 months. It's August before we start seeing that model year.
Wow.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, I mean, for guys who are wondering why sometimes, well, I just put it in a 2017 and it's not in there. Well, you know, it does take time, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, the first three that are going to get it's Autotech, CCC, and Mitchell.
Yes.
You know, they're the big dogs. They've got long-term contracts. They've got lifetime contracts for certain aspects of the auto body world. Stuff that we can't tap into and no other company can tap into. So they get that first bit of data and then it trickles down to those of us that are wanting it. I lean on Ford, I lean on Chevy, and I'm hoping to lean on them a whole lot harder in the coming years too. Start getting better data and more of it.
Yeah, that's good. Is that some of the biggest problems with the app now? Your struggles? It's just that data. Spilling
backing up the data. Okay. So, you know, because you guys are doing some hail cars, you start throwing on, you know, the high strength steel and then you got an adjuster coming at you going, well, where did you get this? You know, if you can't back it, they won't pay it. So you better be able to back it up, you know?
Definitely. So,
yeah, it works. So making sure and getting that data out there and then make sure it's in a legible form too for you guys.
Yeah.
To be able to, as the users, you need to be able to see it in the field and go quick.
So we have a question here from Excel Dent Repair. Are techs available to provide the X-ray pictures to you guys? Is there a way for them to get some of the pictures that you're missing?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Now, how do we do that?
All right. You can email that in to photos@mobiletechrx.com.
Oh, nice.
That's perfect. That was a big question I had from a couple techs actually today because they knew we were coming on here with you. And I was like, let me, you know.
Yeah. We've got lots of techs all around the country. We have a few of our European users and Australian users also kicking some of photos in for their versions. But yes, absolutely. Send on in those photos to photos@mobiletechrx.com.
And John said it's $1.50 a photo. So he'll make the check.
Man, I'm getting me some more photos.
This app is Apple and Android, correct?
Apple and Android, tablet and phone. Here's something I will bring up when you bring that up. That's a very good point. Android users, everybody knows there's, you know, Apple is Apple. You get one choice, Apple. If you want Android, Android has got 10,000 choices. But there's some really cool phones. They come out of China, but they run an Android overlay on those. We cannot program to that. That overlay will erase your data. I have a customer got a hold of me this weekend, and his new phone is deleting all the estimates randomly. And it's because that overlay wants to control how the data goes. It makes a smoother Android and a cleaner Android, but it wreaks havoc with our estimating system. So don't, you know, use a standard Android and don't use a super cheap tablet or phone. If they give it away for $1, there's a reason.
Now, I remember you guys were I was talking to you guys at the MTE and you said that the Apple phone has scans the VIN a lot faster than Android. Is that still the case or some of these new Androids have
No, some of the new Androids, like the Samsung S8's got a badass camera into it.
Okay.
And actually, at that time, we were using two different scan systems. at last year's MTE because the really badass one only worked on Apple. Then they handled Android, and we were able to get it moved over.
Okay.
And then it both are about even, and both are pretty fast. But, I mean, the camera technology is coming a long way. Now, the one thing, for those of you that do a lot of Highline cars, the new Mercedes has a new barcode. And on barcodes, not the QR codes, now, mind you, not any of the square ones, but the actual barcodes, what is actually red is the spaces between the black lines is what's used to be red. Okay. Mercedes uses such an ultra fine black line on some of their newer models that no camera can pick it up. So if wow. you cannot take a clear photo of that barcode or QR code, then there's no way Mobiltech RX can read what your camera picks up. So if you can take a clear photo of it, we should be able to scan it. If you can't, send us that photo to help at mobiltechrx.com. We'll figure out why it is it won't scan.
And sometimes, I mean, you can just get close with the iPad and it picks it up. I mean, you're not even really trying to make it work. It'll just pick it up. So
yeah. Yep.
Some of the QR codes are tough though. The new GM QR codes are difficult. It, yeah. it doesn't always yeah. catch it. The real they have the really big ones now, like on the Tahoes and the Silverados and
yeah. And we did have a bug in there. That was the craziest bug. Inside of that QR code is not just the VIN. It's got the interior color code, the paint color code, mm-hmm. the trim package. So what was happening just a short time back when you couldn't scan that large QR code was it was sending back instead of just a 16 VIN.
Yeah,
it was sending back like 32 digits, and it was overloading our system. So it just left it blank. And what we had done early on was we went in and split that. And then when we did the update, some programmer erased our space. And we had to send that. That's why it stopped working again.
I
we had
see.
To get that bug fixed.
Wow. Now, I've noticed some changes in that in the scanner. I've had a phone where as soon as you get close to the barcode, it picks it up instantly. And currently right now, it's not the case. I have to really, you know, position the phone correctly, sometimes turn the light on.
Are you still doing the same phone? Same phone or different phone? Newer phone?
Newer phone. It's the iPhone 8 Plus. So I figure, you know, I think it's around the same phone. I may have had a 7 or something. But as soon as I get close to the VIN, if the VIN was in the frame outside of that red line, it would pick it up. And I don't get that right now. What can I do to help that situation?
One of the things, especially on Apple, if you're having QR codes, you know, especially the ones on the crew cab pickups that's half mm-hmm. behind the back door, get that in the center, tap the center of the screen. It forces iOS to autofocus right where you tap.
Okay. So you think it's a focusing?
Yeah, it's a focusing issue. And what we're seeing now is it's not actually a QR code on several of these. It's a 2D code. And it's got much finer squares, so it's taking the cameras more time to pick them up, and they're putting more and more details. And Honda's got a new one that I've only seen it on the one on the dash through the windshield, and it's a J-shaped code. It's completely new. One of the most expensive code readers out there on the market. Super badass, I'll add. We wanted it bad, but it would have cost $65 per user just to have a scanner.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. So we figured most people weren't gonna fly with that. But that thing was badass, but it can't even pick up that new Honda code. So and I was walking through a distillery, and the tour guide was explaining everything in the rickhouse. You know, she's like, and we built our own custom barcode. There's no barcode scanner that can read. I opened this scanner up on my phone because we were playing with it for Mobiltech RX. I'm just walking along, beep, beep. And I'm pulling up all their barrel codes and their numbers. I'm like, just got to buy a better scanner, people. There you go.
I can tell you that the whole I have a new tech with me now, and I would probably say a week and a half. Picked it up. So the learning curve on using it is very quick.
Well, that comes about because I'm a body man, not a computer guy.
Yes.
Dustin and Damon and I all fall in the same category. Eric's the whiz. All the screens that you see right now in Mobile Tech RX were designed by Eric. They were critiqued by the rest of us, but Eric did all that design work. Nice. Every bit of it. And then the rest of us critiqued it. But I don't want to have to hunt. I don't want, you know, it pains me enough that I got to go to a separate screen just for R&I.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Come all the way out to see.
Yeah. Yeah. R&I. So, yeah. I mean, it's like that to me, you know, that's sort of a redundant step, but unfortunately it's something that we're actually stuck with, but never fear, there is going to be a change.
Now, I do see that you guys just launched, I would say a couple months ago, the local parts guides. When you're trying to order parts from your local dealers. And I can't imagine how much of a pain that has been.
That parts was a tricky. There's a reason why we are the one and the only with the parts, the OEM parts into it.
Nice.
I can't go into a great deal of detail, but I can tell you guys this much. When you click on that OEM parts screen in Mobile Tech RX and you go to that diagram of those parts, as you see that list of parts on the left-hand side, that is actually not in Mobile Tech RX.
Really? So it's like a central server.
That's dealership parts.
Oh, okay.
We just have access to it, is all. We're allowed access into it. And what allows us that access is when you guys order those parts, those companies all make money on that.
Okay.
Mobile Tech RX doesn't make any money on that part stuff. And I don't think we ever will.
Okay.
Those guys all do. And that's what allows us that access into that system. So when you guys, you know, we get some people, hey, you have to scroll through the screens. Why? Because that's all they let us have. You know, we don't get any, but it is the identical stuff that is on the parts man screen in the dealership.
Okay.
And I'll give you a great example of what was really difficult. I have a 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk. That Trailhawk has got the giant flat sticker on the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got blasted with hail. So I'm like, all right, compared to pricing, we only have the price of the hood. That sticker isn't on every model. So I need to throw that sticker in. And I couldn't find it in Mobile Tech RX. So I'm like, what the heck? So I went to my local Jeep dealer where I bought it. And I went to the parts house. 30 minutes later, I'm behind the counter with both parts guys because they can't find this sticker either.
Wow.
Well, it's in the accessory section. And then once they found it, I pulled it up on my phone and I went to the same accessory portion of the parts. And there it was. But it wasn't under the hood like it should have been.
Yeah.
So it's all there. So and if it's tricky to find in Mobile Tech RX, it's tricky to find for the dealership for them parts too. People.
Nice.
So that's awesome.
It definitely works, especially when you're doing, I don't do a lot of hail, maybe four or five cars off season, four or five cars a month. And if I can get the belt moldings and all that stuff, I think I use it on a Subaru. It was definitely beneficial because as the customer is waiting for the estimate, I don't have to jump on the phone and call and get the.
Exactly.
I made a little bit of money off the parts, which I think I should make. Everybody does. Exactly. So that was pretty good.
Even myself, I still live in an area where I used to have a body shop, and I still can't. I get a better discount ordering through Mobile Tech RX. So when I'm doing all my own hail cars and stuff for my friends, I just order them right through the app because I get. Yeah. I even order a lot of my mechanical parts. I needed a crank position sensor for my 5.7 Hemi and my 05. I just ordered it through Mobile Tech.
I didn't even think about mechanical parts.
I got my 35% discount. They shipped them right there. It showed up at my house. I don't have to go do anything. It's like, it's easy.
Super simple.
It's easy. So
I think you have a screen share. You're getting ready to show us. You can show us some, hopefully some new stuff coming out from you guys. I don't know what you say you'll be able to display here. So let's,
well, let you have one of the things here that we can, one of the things that really come out really big in the newest drop here was the new paint and body section. So this replaced our old paint section, and this is going to be the start of what you're going to see conventional coming in, as well as maintaining for the paint touch-up guys that are out there, our mobile techs that are still doing it. So we're sort of combining those two. But the fact that you can go into labor and set your labor rates and your materials rate allows you to just start putting in and putting your times for your repairs.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And adding in those labor times.
Yeah.
So as you're going in, you got all of your add-ons. So for those of you who are adding hoods, I know there's a lot more companies out there that are starting to do some minor paint work as well.
Yes.
Bumper repairs, that sort of stuff getting added in with the PDR. So we're making sure and getting those added. But you also notice when you're in the, sorry, I went back too many screens, in the R&I section, and you're down here, you see these two lines right here, roof with sunroof, roof without sunroof. Now, most people are trying to figure out what that's for, and right now those are placeholders. As we start where you can write a full conventional, you're going to have these roofs with the full labor time for the R&R, for the remove and replace.
Oh, nice.
So what you're seeing when you see those oddball items is those placeholders for the future changes that are all coming about in 2019. And there's going to be some huge, huge stuff coming in 2019 for Mobile Tech RX. Like I said, we're up to 29 employees. Four of them are very new, so they're still learning the system, getting to know it as far as programming goes. We're probably going to end up putting on, our plan is to put on four more programmers as of next year.
Ooh,
and wow. That's to keep tying us in and getting bigger. We want to be very comparable to CCC, Mitchell, and Autotex at the end of another 4 years. So
easily achievable too, especially what you guys have done so far.
I hope.
I don't think that's going to be that. I mean, obviously those are, you know, big companies, huge companies. But huge. With what you guys have done so far with creating something that is so simplistic yet so helpful and used every day by, you know, a small portion of the auto industry, the pros completely outweigh anything else that anyone has to say about this application.
It's three years, right?
We're 3 years old. 3 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Even the customization of the app to where you can make it work for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here in the miscellaneous screen that I have up on there, this miscellaneous screen, for those of you who don't check the emails very often, you know, you just see the updates and you see this kind of coming in. This screen is customizable in your back office portal.
Yes.
Right.
So you can add and delete lines in this miscellaneous section and put in the dollar amounts that will stay there permanently. You do that right in your back office. And then when you're popping in, then you just point and click, point and click.
I use it all the time. I changed a bunch of them and time savings is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Plus, when you're writing a hail vehicle, I don't know how many of you have done this, but the mark, photo, and clean.
Yeah.
You know, now there's some shop supplies. Now we've had some people that have done both shop supplies, and then you come up here and they'll throw on the admin fee, corrosion protection, estimating fee, glue sticks, you know, and really the idea behind this, while, you know, some sit back and go, well, that's sort of excessive, but you know what? If you put five of them on and three of them stick, that was better than only putting one on and it stuck. And each insurance company is going to pay it just a little bit different. One of the other things that I have added, I don't have it showing in the what I got pop up here on the screen, was I added a line that says, oversized dents on complete automobile. And the reason for that, I had a car, I was writing up the full hail estimate into it, and it didn't matter if I used the standard matrix, any of these other matrices above Canada for US. Doesn't matter what matrix I was going to be on. If I added oversized, I kicked the roof and the hood beyond replacement cost. So if I removed all of those oversized dents and I stayed with the standard matrix, I was below replacement cost. So what I did was I moved all those oversized off of every single panel on the car and I put them on one line in the miscellaneous screen, right on the bottom. Wow. I had like 39 oversized dents on there. Yeah. Would have easily kicked every panel that I had because this thing was hit hard. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this stupid job and just see if writing my estimate comes back this way. It came back without question. Nice. Paid full out. Paid full out. No questions asked.
And do you think it was partly because of what you did with the manipulation of the 39 dents? Or was it the way that app is set up and the way it's easily broken down and an adjuster can read it cleanly? I mean, is it all of those things?
Yeah, it was all of those things.
The combination. But the number,
it was a combination of it all simply because it didn't kick those panels. You know, when you're looking at the adjuster was just looking at panel by panel, but that same company, you know, if for those of you in the Hale area, when you're seeing CAT team estimates coming back a lot, you'll notice sometimes they'll have the oversized on a separate add-a-line. And that's because Mitchell, CCC, and Autotex really doesn't make writing Hale estimates very intuitive. So I just copied what I was seeing an adjuster do and wrote in his language. And then we were like, let's see what happens. You know, worse, even the body shop manager's like, well, I mean, the worst case is he had to put a roof and a hood on it. And I was like, well, that's worst case for you. I mean, I was like, this thing's great. I'm kind of going to regret just a little bit if they say go. And they said go. And he come back to me. He's like, dude, they didn't even bat an eye. It wasn't even a question. So for those of you that are getting that kickback, try something different. Try something that just a little bit more and try rewriting in that different language. The other thing that I do is here in price a dent. So have you guys all messed with the price a dent? Do you use it often?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And not all the time.
All right. So here's something that I got asked about. So I'll cover this really quick just because somebody asked me. So say you put in a quick dent here. And you throw in, you go into your factors, but you forget to write a note onto there. And somebody asked me, well, now I have to delete it and start over. No. Hit the little calculator symbol right there. Takes you right back into it. Then you're back into your notes.
Right.
So you can edit that. You know, a lot of people didn't realize you can just press that little calculator symbol and make that edit.
Right. And you could, the price guy, it says right here, it's Paul Corden's price guy. You can actually change that also if you don't, you know, the industry, you know, your market doesn't.
So the two that we have, we got the Paul Corden and the Tactical Dent from John Hiley are both preloaded in the system. And again, in your back office portal, you can sit down and custom make your own. And I've had a few people who are like, no, you do it. And it's like, no, because then it's going to have a list like the Hale screen. And, you know, for you guys doing, when you're doing door dance, you don't need to sort through 30 price a dent guides. Right. You know, you can build your own. And he's like, no, it's so complicated. I'm like, no, I'll walk you through on the phone. And like 15 minutes, he'd built his own. And it come up to his price every single time that he wanted.
Huh.
So
can you remove the Paul Corden and Tactical Dent? Like, can you remove them?
No, you can't. I don't believe that you can remove them. I'd have to go back in and double check that. But what you do is you set your static price a dent matrix. So if you build your own and say it's RPS, then it'll and you set that as your default, then that's the one that comes up first and you can change to the others.
Okay.
So
we have a question from Jesse. He says, will you be adding are they adding a wholesale price guide? So I wanted to be clear that what he has on the screen right now, that price a dent, you can actually create a wholesale pricing guide. And I believe you can also create a wholesale, I guess a price, what is it, like price per panel or price per car in each vendor. So that way, if another technician goes to a Pohanka Honda, they know exactly what to charge for that panel without even, you know, calling them.
Absolutely. When you're in, when you're in the regular PDR screens, you can do flat pricing and panel pricing, and you can set a flat fee pricing for your wholesale stuff. But in the price event, yes, there's actually going to be Dave Shalott had come up with a beautiful wholesale pricing system, and that's going to pop in after the new release and in January that will debut at the Mobile Tech Expo. And that wholesale pricing matrix will be in the price event section.
Good old Dave.
Yep. And it is a true, it is set up straight for wholesale pricing and following for you guys who do your dealer routes. It is, it's set up right there for that and specifically for that. And it will be included. Yes.
That's cool.
So but what, when, is, I want to go over some of the new things, man. It's coming out in January.
That, there's a few other things. One other thing I'd like to mention about this price event. You guys were talking about seeing some of these Colorado Hail cars when we were talking before we started the show. I'm seeing those too, and what I'll do is I'll go in and I'll write the panel up in the Hail system just the way it is. I can add in all of the oversized, anything that I want to add. And then I'll leave out the largest dent that's like over 3 inches in size. And then I roll that dent here into price a dent. And then I add its size and its count, you know, make sure you get it all right, whether it's deep, any of the factors into it. I'll even throw in the body line and the contour, and then I'll come over here in the notes and I'll label that as an extreme hail dent, not included in matrix count. And then after doing this like 10 times, I called up our programmers and I'm like, I wrote that out and I sent it to them and I'm like, make that one of the standard notes, please. But by the time I put that in there and you hit that save. So let me throw in a quick client. I don't even know which system I'm in at the moment here. So, but when you pop that up, how that prints out is it looks just like that. You got your PDR, your dent count, your 31 to 50 on the quarter size, the 10 oversized dent. And then you have a second PDR line for a 4-inch medium depth dent on a body contour line. And the extreme hail dent not included in the matrix count for an additional $400. Bringing the total PDR on that hood to the $1,300 as for everything that I clicked in the system.
Right.
I have not even gotten a question upon doing this yet. I've done this over a dozen times this summer, and I haven't even gotten a question back. And that includes State Farm, Farmers, Geico, Progressive, and dozens of other insurance companies. So think about that when you're doing that. You know, a lot of guys are like, well, I put the extreme oversize that the system shows, but it's still not doing it. I'm getting a lot of kickback. Well, that's because it's the way it's worded. If it's worded just right for certain insurance companies, it goes right through. And for some reason, this just kicks it right through. But they can look at that and then by saying, hey, that dent's out of your matrix. Right. So we remove that from the count and price that one separate.
That's great info. That is, like that's because that's something that I would never ever do. I don't do that hail that often. And so when those things come up, I'm calling one of these two here saying, hey, what do you guys put on your estimates? Because I just don't do enough.
Sure.
And so they've given me lingo and wordage and verbiage on how to, you know, put things onto certain estimates. But that is just another tool that's amazing to have.
Yeah. Now I have a question.
Especially if you got to shrink those dents. You know, you want extra money for getting in there, cleaning the E-coat off the back and running a big dent machine, power PDR box, any of the homemade systems. I mean, that's extra time. That's way beyond what it takes to just rod out a dent.
Right.
So,
now, when you're putting the estimate circle damage fee in there, are you doing that for like a direct, like the customer's coming directly for you to you, or are you doing it even at a body shop?
No, I only do that on a retail aspect.
Okay. Okay.
Because most of the time, the body shops are in some sort of DRP agreement, and part of that agreement says that they can't charge those fees for that.
That's what I thought.
That makes sense.
But also, corrosion protection now, you can throw that on there. But when I have to use my power PDR or the big dent machine to shrink an oil canner, I don't call that corrosion protection. I label that as a second line in the miscellaneous screen as restoring factory E-coat. And then I charge them, well, now in the paint body section, I charge them 1 hour plus paint materials.
Hey, it's almost over $100.
Yeah.
Almost, right?
Yeah. Right. But it's wrote out in language they understand. Mm-hmm. Now, I've only had one adjuster kick that off of my estimate, and I knew I was shrinking that one back. So I was like, you know what? I only had it down there at like an extra 30 or 40 bucks for the one dent. I'll eat 30 or 40 bucks because he let everything else on my estimate go without question. The only thing he kicked was he upped the corrosion protection amount and split the difference, but he kicked my E-coat restoration. And I was like, okay, I can understand that. But I do, and I will say this, if you are charging all those things, you better be doing all that work.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
So I carry SEM E-coat. If I have to do shrinking on oil cans, I'm restoring the color. White goes to white, Battleship gray, dark gray, olive drab. I carry them all, and I've purchased them all, and I do put it in there. I mask off the entire interior of the car with a giant plastic sheet and protect everything. So, but I charge it, and I get paid it.
Yeah, definitely. So I have one issue that I think me and Dave was talking about it a couple of days ago with the email. I've had several customers just not get the email that I send. If I send an invoice or an estimate,
can dealership? You
touch on that? It's a dealership.
Yeah, I have one account
specifically. They were really, really upset about this, and I'm sitting there trying to tell them it's on their end.
All right. On that end, it is theirs because especially large chain dealerships, and even though it might be a small dealer with a local guy's name on it, there could be parent company owned by one of the major dealership chains, and they have such aggressive spam filters that it knows that that email is being sent from our server. So it automatically rejects that.
Right.
And you have to go in, and their IT guy needs to go into the system and actually mark anything that comes from do not reply at mobiletechrx.com as safe email. Well, a lot of places, you know, you're calling up, like you said, I send in an invoice. Well, the bookkeeping gal, she doesn't care what the IT guy needs to do. She wants that. So for your guys' problem, the fast immediate fix is just forward the copy of the email that you get directly to you. Just go in and forward that, and it'll go straight through because that comes from your personal email. Those of you who use an Android phones, you'll notice that there are two options when sending the email, sending it from local and sending it from the server. Send it from local comes with your company's name on it. The reason why that's only on Android, Apple doesn't allow that. Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, if you can get the people at the dealership, they're willing to work with you, just have their IT guy call our 800 number. And they'll walk them through what they need to check, and then it'll allow that to come through at the dealership every time.
Yeah,
because otherwise,
the lady I was dealing with, she just said our IT guy needs to know the domain name and to see why we're not receiving it. And I'm like, what do you mean domain name? What are you talking about? My website? Like, no. But yeah.
But yeah, there's somebody that knew about it, so they knew what to click. But that's the exact issue. And those of you with Android, you've already got the permanent fix, where you get to select which email. And actually, you got version one of that. Version two is you'll be able to just select that as a permanent choice. Apple's taken a lot longer to be able to get that send from device, be able to go through. But it will. We will get it worked around with Apple as well. But yeah, that's what that is. So, Chris, if that dealership's not
where it's coming from, yeah, no,
it's just a server. So, in that, when you click that send that email, just go into your email and forward the copy you got, and it'll go straight through immediately.
And see, that's what we've been doing.
That was the workaround, yeah. That I was doing as well.
But that's kind of, you know, the guys, they're here, you know, let's send the email, and they forget, and then at the end of the month when they have, you know, 15 invoices that they haven't received, they look at us as if, you know, we're retarded. They actually wanted us to go back to the paper, you know, paper option. I said, that's not even available for me. So
some of them I print still. some of my accounts still want a hard copy, so I have to print them.
Print them out. There's other places that want the hard copy that gave the Dent guys the Wi-Fi password for their wireless printer. Mm-hmm. And then when they go in to the office, they just connect to that Wi-Fi and then print out the paperwork. But yeah, we are working on that with Apple to be able to send it from your email so that those go straight through. So hopefully shortly after the first of the year, that'll be one of the features that you're going to see in Apple. And like I said, Android users already have it.
Now, I run into a little bit of difficulty bouncing in between the iPad and an iPhone. Sometimes some invoices don't really transcribe, and
sometimes you need to force the other device to update if it won't see it. Also, if you are writing an estimate and you switch from one device to the next, but you didn't go into a save point, like back out of that screen,
okay,
the other device won't see that.
That's what happened.
Yep. So make sure if you're going to switch from your tablet to your phone, just back out of it, you know, or go back to the main screen and then close down the tablet and then open it on your phone, and you won't lose that. Because what's happening is when you open it on your phone, the phone is the latest one to hit the server with the update.
Okay.
And then it update none of the work that you did on the tablet.
Okay.
We had that. It took us a long time to figure that out. What finally got us was seven guys were writing estimates at a dealership logged into the exact same account. Mm-hmm. So it was seven guys all logged in at the exact same time. And then each one was overwriting what the other guy did. Now, had they been like employees and all under separate accounts, it would have never happened because it would have registered each employee's individual. But they were all logged under the same username and all logged in at the same time. And each one was updating the system faster than the other. And seven guys writing full hail estimates.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of data. Yeah, they were trying to be cheap and only pay for one account.
Yeah. And then real quick, someone said their situation is when the subject line auto sets the claim number and he has to switch it to the invoice number in the subject that's email.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then he wants to be able to switch it to the invoice number.
It's saying it's auto setting as the claim, and then he has to switch it to the invoice. Yeah.
Okay. I think we're going to have some, that's something I'd have to go back to Eric with, but I do believe we are making some more customization in that whole email setup. So you can have what you want to be a default message.
That would be amazing. That would be so amazing.
Yeah, that would be nice.
There's going to be lots of changes. Like I said, after the first of the year, we're not going to see any updates for the rest of the year, not until MTE. And then what's going to roll out is going to be smoother, faster, a lot more options, a lot more customizing, cleaner.
As with every update.
Less redundance in the clicks.
That's how it's been with every update.
Does the price go up? Or?
No. Nothing's changing. Okay. Nothing's changing. All right. Hey, wait, you know what? We're 3 years old. It's been clean. But, and you know, we don't get any complaints about the flow and the look. And when I brought it up earlier, you guys didn't have any complaints about the flow and the look.
Nope.
But we thought it looked a little Crayola-ish. A little block and tackle. So we so we interviewed and we thought, you know what? What would a professional graphics designer do to Mobile Tech RX?
Make it difficult.
Well, that was the first fear. But we also had a whole lot of things that we didn't we wanted to change. And I mean the list, we run a constant 5-page list that hasn't gotten smaller in 3 years of additions and improvements. But we had this whole other list of this is stupid why. So every time you guys say this is stupid why, I just know that we owners say this is stupid why. And here's one of the prime examples. Let's go back to a screen share here.
All right. You're good.
Thank you for all this info, because
oh my gosh,
I've learned more I think about Mobile Tech RX hour than I have since I got it. And this is funny.
This is the one that drives me the most nuts. When I click the VIN line right here, and it brings me up this screen. How many of you guys are doing the typing option? Is the first thing that you're doing? No. You're not. I'll do this number. We poke. That's yeah. I want to scan it. I will spend. Right. 10 minutes arguing with a barcode and a windshield.
Right.
Before I'll spend 2 minutes typing it in.
I'm the same way.
Every single one of us is the same way. That's going away. As soon as you hit that bin line, it's going straight to your camera and straight to the reading net. That's one of the fastest ones I can tell people that we're doing. But so we went around Austin, Texas. That's where Mobile Tech RX's home is. And it's a very tech-centric society.
Yeah.
So there is tons of designers. So we went with some graphic designers. And we got that one back. And it was like, yep. Ours is still better. Got this one back. It's like, yep. That was nice. But ours, you know, that wouldn't be worth the cost. And then this one guy kicked back. And there was 5 of us standing around going, damn.
He knocked it out of the park.
That was pretty good. That's, yeah,
what do you think? Was, I think so too. I think woo. So too.
Yeah. So we're like, woo. Yeah. Eric, brother, I love you, but block and tackle looking with a crayon. You know? And even Eric was like, he was designing another screen, and he's like, So we sat down with him. It was massively expensive, but what's going to come out of it will blow everybody's doors away.
Wow!
It is for those of you who are out on dealership lots. It's going to be a little bit brighter and crisper on your screens. So you're going to be able to see it a little better, especially those of us who have body man proof covers on all of our stuff. Those always make the screens a little bit harder to read outside. They will be crisper. They will shine through. They will look better. They will be sharper. You will have fewer redundancies in your clicks, a lot more customization. And then there's going to be a lot. By then, all of our new programmers are going to be well-versed deep in the system. And then we've already put down a list of build outs that should hopefully roll. The new look will get released in January at MTE. We're going to finally push it for just a couple days before MTE or right at MTE. Then in another 30 days, we should have a couple of releases every 30 days after that for the first few months of the year. So,
and your customer service is awesome. You guys are usually really quick. I mean, even Facebook Messenger, you have an issue and it's, you guys are on it. So I have to commend you on that one.
Well, we try, man. One of the biggest things that I had when we first started with it, and Eric put me on the phones immediately as customer service, was I wanted it to be the customer service my dumb ass can call.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So Andrew's have a question. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
And my dumb ass has called it. I will tell you that right now.
So Andrew's had a great question. Is there going to be an ability to change the different invoice layouts? A lot of my competitors has the same software, so it looks the same with just a different name on the top of it.
That is true. We are exploring that, but it's not going to be anytime soon.
Okay.
You know, we are discussing the availability and trying different things on that, but it's not going to be anytime real soon.
Is there any CRM that you're going to kind of create inside the app, or is there a payment? Like, what's the big... If you can release it, I don't
Chris
know.
Chris is digging. I mean, look at him. He's digging. I mean, he's digging.
You know, I run a scheduling app. I run a CRM. I run a, you know, kind of a thank you text at the end of every, you know, end of every.
I'll give you the short suite. Yes.
All right, cool.
Look at his face.
There you go. That's all I need to know. I'm trying to find
it. Like the answer, but that's all he's gonna get.
That's all you're gonna get.
Will it come out in 2019?
Yeah. Okay. Actually,
you're reaching.
Yeah. Got to.
All of it. We're exploring. We actually are working with a pretty badass scheduler. So. Those of you that have done Mega Media will know about the scheduler and have seen it. And it's what we're tying the man that invented that. We are working with him and tying into that. As far as a scheduler goes, credit cards and the like, CRMs. Yeah, there's tons of that being worked on. They will not come out with the rollout in January.
Okay.
February. Yeah.
Okay, good for me, man. Right. People get
you're gonna start seeing the dream list come true in 19. We've got programmers. We've got a phenomenal group of guys that we have got hired. Some very high level. We found one we couldn't pull the trigger on though. The guy, his resume was just off the hook. But he would have been $25K a month just. For
Holy
one employee.
Moly.
Yeah.
Stop pushing dents, guys. Be a programmer.
He'd have been worth every penny too, but luckily he likes Eric. He talks with the guys and he just gives us occasional input.
Mentors.
So, yep. Oh, yep. So, but wow. Yeah, his resume was truly phenomenal. The stuff that he's worked on, yeah, it's in day use by millions and millions of people around the globe. So
nice.
So I know you're gonna probably say yes, but
Chris,
you know,
still digging.
I'm digging a little bit. So a lot of this software that I have, you know, talks to MailChimp or Constant Contact, and I don't know if you guys are going to build a relationship with either one of those emailing services.
Well, we use MailChimp as MobileTechRX, so we're highly familiar with MailChimp. Mm-hmm. Also, how often do you play in your back office portal?
I don't, because you know. I'm never in the back office.
So within the back office portal, you have your customer list in there.
Talking about the export of the customer list?
Yeah, so you've got your whole customer list right there in your back office portal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is the placeholder for being able to export that customer list straight into MailChimp's, all of those. And we're actually tying into those. We just had to get that set in there. I think we're going to actually drop the new back office portal before the app update drops at MTE. So you're going to have some of that ability when the new back office portal goes. We've got just one guy who's doing nothing but rebuilding the entire back office portal. He's actually our programmer in Mexico. We actually have programmers around the globe, believe it or not, for our little company. So,
and this little company is offered around the globe, right? So you can use this in all countries or all continents.
Yeah, pretty much. I know we've got users in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, pretty much Europe, wide in Europe, Canada, and the U.S.
Cool. All right, cool.
Now, how many?
Okay, Chris, you got it.
I'm sorry.
You're good. Handle it.
How many users are currently using MobileTechRX, and what goal do you want to reach, I guess, every year?
I have no clue how many users we have because we climb at such a rate it's hard to keep track of, and I don't have access to that portion. The portion that would give me that number, if I click the wrong thing, I could wreck the whole system. And remember, I hit stuff with a hammer for a living. So it's like, I'm like, let's just don't even give me access to that. Our goal, I told the guys, I'm like, tell me when we got 10,000 users, because then I'm going to shout that from the rooptops. And yeah, they haven't sent me that email yet, so I guess we're not there.
Now, another question that I was asked personally earlier today, every tech, do you pay a subscription per tech, or how does that work? So if you have two techs, is it whatever your subscription amount is per tech, or is it a discounted rate, or how does that work? You know,
discount rates start falling in after, I believe, five techs.
Okay.
And then the larger you get, the bigger the discount kind of goes. Okay. So yeah, and that's under the pricing section right on the website, kind of goes into that. So yeah, one to five techs, it's $65 a person, and then it starts dropping off all the way down. I don't remember where the numbers is. That was a long time ago that we set that up. But I think it gets down to about basically $30 a user.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
After X number of users.
If you guys are interested, we do have a coupon code at the bottom. It's Dentless. So I believe it's 10% off. John, you may know more about this for me.
But, and then there is a free trial, I believe, right?
In the beginning. Every sign up gets 30 days free to play with it and test it out. And then, if you enter the Dentless code there, once the charges start going through, then you'll get 10% off, I believe, for your first 3 months. So first 90 days would be an additional 10% off. So
just buy it. And quit talking about it. Trust me.
And if you're a local company and going, you can switch it to a year round payment. So you could tailor it around to you making a 1 yearly payment instead of $65 a month for 12 months. You make 1 yearly payment for $650. So you'd save 2 months automatically. Mm-hmm. And then work your yearly around so that it goes through on what is always your highest month of the year, and you don't even notice the charge go through.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What market are you trying to capture now? I know you got the PDR. It looks like you're getting into some little bit of reconditioning with the bumper guys.
We've got a lot of wheel users. That's the other thing that I can't separate when everybody asks how many users. Well, how many PDR? How many, what portion of PDR? Because we've got a lot of route techs, they never even touch a hail car versus hail. And then we've got, I don't even know how many rim companies. There's a ton of rim companies, like PDR companies, you'll have 3, 4, 5, 6 employees. We've got rim companies with 40 employees.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Holy.
Yeah.
So,
it's an easier business to scale. So I can only imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. So rim and paint touch-up companies are generally a larger company. So they're in that whole mix of users too, in the thousands that are in there. I know during the peak of hail season, we'll see 10,000 estimates get wrote a day through our system.
Man.
Worldwide. So, the calls into our server are just insane, at an insane rate. So, but we're covering right now, just what's in the app at the moment is paintless dent repair, light conventional paint touch up guys, and then the wheel repairs. You're going to see glass hitting at the first of the year. Into February, March, you're going to see the interior screens finally coming in to it for those that do the interior reconditioning. So we'll be adding all of those additional, basically mobile services.
Yep.
As well as continuing down the lines of conventional auto body repair.
Nice. Yeah, because everywhere I go to, if I'm in the back and I'm working with the paint guy next to me, just chit chatting, and they've seen me with my iPad scanning the vent. What is that? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I said, this is Mobile Tech RX. They actually, if it's a wheel guy, they actually offer wheel services through this app. Check it out. So I'm always definitely it's I'm never really talking to another PDR guy.
Yeah.
out in the field or anything typically. So it's always
hit me with the rod.
Yeah.
It's always other
services that I'm offering this application to. And they see it and they kind of, you know, push a few buttons. They see it on the iPad. They're like, oh, wow, this is nice. So yeah, I think the expansion of the other services is going to be huge.
Yeah. Window Tint is another, that's another large group that's out there that's looking to digitize too. So we're having those screens. But with each of these, you know, for those of you that offer these other services, these weren't just added. And the reason they get added so slowly is because we went to these companies. We found companies somewhere in the U.S. that wanted to work with us. And we worked with them to make sure that this was wrote in their industry lingo. Mm-hmm. So the wheel repair was a real wheel repair company out of Austin, Texas, that Eric had to do ride-alongs with. And we had to write down every bit of it and make sure that it was wrote down in the right language. Paint touch-up was the same way. And as we add the conventional... I've always been in a body shop my whole life, so I got that, and then we drop it off with the body shop. You know, is that working? Same with the glass. We're working with a large glass company, a nationwide glass company, and they're helping us get it all put in and make sure that it reads and flows correctly for the glass people. The interior repairs will be the same thing. Window Tint, all of those, and you're going to see all of those services kick in. Everything that can be done mobile and done to service a car lot, retail customers, anything in those aspects will be within Mobile Tech RX. Everything automotive except for mechanical.
Nice. So Excel had a good question. With all these added services, they're probably going to be a way to kind of turn some of those off so that you know you only go to the ones that you do.
Hide them.
Yeah, or hide them, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least organize them so they're at the bottom.
Right. And one of the things that we're working on is getting it so, you know, for route text, you don't need the hail popping up, you know. Right. And for as a hail guy, I don't need the route text PDR screen popping up every time or the wheel repair. So we are going to make it so you can hide those screens and prioritize what screen pops up right away and that's cool. as nice. Your first.
Nice. So there's going to be a lot of, like you said, that back end.
The back end user-friendly features.
It's going to be.
Yep.
You would have to have a kind of ability to build your own estimating, a form, because this would be crazy. I can see the wheel guy and the window tinting guy and the dent guy has the same type of email invoicing form and the estimating form. That wouldn't look too good.
Well, it's kind of like the QuickBooks invoicing. All of them look the same. So
you can change that. QuickBooks you can change 100 different ways.
But one thing about that with them all being standardized like that is when it drops off to accounting, they're not hunting for the dollar amount that they owe you.
True.
Format standard.
They're also not hunting at looking at your layout, like your format. Yeah. Like, oh, he must have changed it up. Like,
but
the
but
last company that was in here.
there's one other thing.
Where's the number?
Look at that. We're getting them. We're getting them, Chris.
Come on.
Here's something else I can throw in at you though. Because we're talking about this and we're tying it in, and it's going to take us probably deep into 2019 to get it to work. But when you email off a statement to one of your dealers, body shop, whatever it is, we want to make that statement have a clickable link into it so they can click in, and basically the body shop or dealership would click into Mobile Tech RX on your account, and they can see all of those open invoices and those dollar amounts.
That's nice. Cool.
Nice.
So yeah, then they know the exact breakdown. They might have it in that email, but then they can look at it and go, oh, yeah, yeah. And they can see it in much more detail.
Yeah.
I'm going through that right now, actually. Some stuff from February, March. So
I need a copy of that invoice. I need a copy of that invoice.
Yeah,
that's been fun trying to get everything to them. Yes.
So yeah, and that was one that I've been leaning on really, really hard, because I know services, other accounting services that offer that ability, and it is pretty slick when the body shop or the dealership is like, yep, what? I thought we paid that one. Oh crap, no, we didn't. And they're looking at it straight up, and being able to see it. Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome.
Also, there's going to be a lot more refinement. I can't go into all those details onto that, but that we do Chris, want
keep them on here for 2 more hours. We're gonna have all
we'll get it out of them. Somebody give them a drink or something.
MT's right around the corner.
It is.
You will be attending. You will be attending MT.
Yes. Okay. We're all hands on deck. We had our top programmers there last year. They're coming back again this year. We had Micah and Dwayne there. They were our two tech support people. We've added another Eric now in tech support. So we actually have two Erics that work for us. All three tech support guys will be there as well. So you can get to meet them in person, punch them in the nose if you have to. All of our top programmers in the U.S. will be there. So I think, we're going to run another 12 or 13 person crew in our booth. And the whole booth will be fitting the new look and the new feel of the app. And we'll be rolling it out hard and heavy. We're also going to have a classroom. Nice. And we're trying to get the format set up. So we'll have a classroom all afternoon. We haven't gotten the breakdown because we just got this done here the last couple of days, and I've got to concentrate on it in November, December. But what I'm initially looking at is a 1 hour, basically how to estimating, how does the program work, followed by an hour of Q&A, because you can see just how easy it is to blow an hour here just doing that. And then I think we're going to do a second hour again of the walkthrough. So guys that are going to all the different education classes, you'll be able to tailor your times around.
That's awesome.
If you want to see it and be able to slip in. I'm really hoping that's how I get to program it out.
And guys, don't be scared. John's super easy to talk to at MT. I mean, last year I had some questions. We were drinking some beers and talking. So don't be scared to ask him some questions. Even if he's drinking some beers.
We've done walkthroughs in the bar at 1 in the morning.
So they have 2 MTE now. I think they have 1 in Las Vegas that they're – are you going to be in both?
Well, I think that the Vegas one starts next year.
Okay. September, okay.
Next year. Yeah. And, I will be attending both for next year. And then I don't know. Everybody's kind of waiting to see how this second MTE goes.
Yeah.
Orlando is really the PDR centric. Mm-hmm. I mean, PDR is number one. But the one in September, I mean, you're talking key hail season. So we're thinking, and that's going to be in Vegas. West Coast has a lot more paint and rim people than the Midwest. So we're thinking that could end up being heavier into the other services section, interiors, paint touch up, rims, detailing. Yeah.
And dead guys in Vegas is not a good idea.
Bad combination.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I would have bought tools, but the craps,
and the jails would be full.
Well, I don't know. I was walking down the strip. I got this card, and then I just followed the link, and
no one's selling out an MTE in Vegas. Well, cool, John. Appreciate it.
Definitely.
I'm going to wrap this up, but definitely appreciate you jumping on and explaining some of the new features.
Thank you for all that info,
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, anytime. We
definitely appreciate it. John, where can people reach out to you or, the best communication?
At least,
Best communication, if you want any basic questions to MobileTechRX, just go to the help@MobileTechRX.com or call the 800 number, 888-626-6750. If you're not comfortable calling that number, you can text that phone number too, and you can send texts on that as well. I personally can be reached at john@mobiletechrx.com, or you can connect with us on Facebook at MobileTechRX. My account, John Renstrom. I get lots of guys private messaging me on there.
Nice.
Good. Go to MobileTechRX.com, sign up, click that 30 days free and just do it. Fill it out.
Yeah, and I don't think you even touched on all the features by far. I mean, there's a subcontractor feature. I mean, there's so much stuff.
It takes about 3 solid hours to walk from one end of the app through the whole thing and everything that we can do.
Nice.
So,
well, we appreciate you, coming on and sharing.
Thanks
with
for
you,
having me. And after our January rollout, I look forward to doing this again. We're going to be really, definitely. You know, for those that could,
we're going to have to, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
For those that can't make questions. The show, we'll do some quick walkthroughs and some of the changes and show some of the screens.
So, nice. Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, John.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you guys.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. We'll go around go around the room and close this out.
Dave with Windy City Dent Repair out of Chicago. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Ryan, RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. MySpace, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube.
MySpace.
Hey, we're doing hard. Yeah, we're doing all the platforms.
That was powered by the Flintstones.
Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up, guys, on your way out. And we greatly appreciate you spending the time with us. Peace out.
See ya.
Good night.